What's up, K-State Nation? Another edition of K-State Today begins right now. Eddie Greer back here, part of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. football, men's women's basketball, women's soccer, women's volleyball, cross country. Hey, we're getting that much closer here as the fall sports season it fastly approaches here on the podcast. Sorry. It's your very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of K-State Today. And we're going to stay on the task of football. More importantly, we're off to a good start. More importantly, we're going to stay on the Big 12 conference. I know we're going to just focus on the preseason, actually all Big 12 football team. But I was looking at hearing some things about the preseason Big 12 order, right? So here for kicks and giggles, and I pulled out one of the preseason rankings. The official ones haven't come out yet, so that's gonna be coming out here pretty shortly there as well. So there's that. But again, one important note I need to share real quick. Obviously, August 1st, return of everyday coverage of K-State sports. Obviously, this is usually a daily podcast. I know I've been in and out throughout the summer, bringing you content, but still, this will still be a lot. But again, August 1st, Pearl Project Podcast. We're going to be back with daily episodes that includes Saturday and Sunday. Like I usually say on here, the party don't stop after 5 p.m. We keep it moving throughout the weekend there as well. So there's that. All right, so here for a few minutes here on K-State Today, we're going to take a look at one. I'm not going to call this website out, at least not yet anyways, right? So, I'm looking at this correctly. Yeah, that's wild. That's wild. So, one of these preseason Big 12 rankings has K-State in the 8th spot. So, there's that. Texas Tech, defending champion last year, right? BYU is in the 2nd spot. And remember, BYU has been has been out of the college football playoff for whatever reason. Then you have Arizona and Houston, three and four spots there. That's Arizona. That's a surprising one right there. As I look through this particular preseason order, and now again, obviously it's not how you start, it's how you finish. So, take it with a grain, take it for what it is. But K-State, as I've told y'all on here, at least for the football team, it looks even better and better. But obviously, and I just literally got done, texting dear friend, keeping in touch about he was asking me about Bijan and whatnot and his hair and whatnot. Look, he's okay. He's fine. I'm more worried about whether it's Atlanta or K-State. I want to win football games at this point. I don't care about no hairdo. I don't care about any of that. No. I want to see this team, K-State, win football games, right? Arizona, that's a surprising one to me. I know Arizona finished on a heater last year. And again, and hopefully soon, I'm going to take a little bit deeper dive at these rosters here. Again, next weekend, I'm going to be occupied. So, that will probably is going to allow me to, obviously I record ahead anyways, but that's probably going to allow me to take maybe a look, maybe at the big three of this conference, at least going into the season. K-State is not playing a Texas Tech or BYU. And who's the other team? Utah, which by the way is preseason pick 5th in this, in this article right here, right? Again, I'm not calling the article out, at least not yet anyways. We're going to take a look at several of these. In the course of getting ready for football season, of course, Colin Klein era next month. Cannot wait. Next month, we're just a tad over a month away. Colin Klein beginning his head football coach tenure as alma mater, K-State. Nichols comes to Bill Stein Family Stadium to take on Avery Johnson's John Rich. in the K-State Wildcats in primetime, a stripeout game, oh, by the way, there as well. So there's that as well. So Utah, so you're not playing. So for K-State, honestly, and I know I'm going to come a broken record on here because, look, once we get games started going and whatnot, there's going to be a lot to talk about. I'm pretty sure storylines heading in. Can Avery Johnson elevate his game? Right, and that's what we've been saying on. I'm gonna say it on here. Avery Johnson. Yeah, we got reuniting of these guys. Right, but what have I said on here for the past year and a half or so on here that Avery Johnson, he needs to take the next step. That's the obvious. We know he's got talent and all that, but this team's coming off a 6-6 season last year. This year. You're not playing Texas Tech. You're not playing BYU. And you're sure as hell not playing Utah. You have to take advantage of the schedule, what it is, right? We also circled the tough games. We went through the schedule earlier this summer. TCU being one of them. Houston being the other one. And probably Arizona State. And Arizona State's on here. Well, look, we're... Arizona State's on here. Come on. Oh, dumb technology. almost said a cuss word on here. Arizona State, so okay. TCU 6, Arizona State 7. Then you have K-State in here as 8th. And I'm surprised here, Oklahoma State right behind K-State. And the reason I say that because Oklahoma State lost 3 of the players to K-State. And Oklahoma State was one of the worst teams in the league. So last year there as well. And of course, K-State struggled with them in Stillwater. Baylor is 10th. So you have that. Cincinnati, 11. KU, 12. West Virginia, 13th. UCF, 14th. Colorado, 15th. And Iowa State. Yeah, Iowa State, as far as I know, it looks to be bad. Dead-ass last there in 16th place. I know I haven't looked at Phil Steele's little... rankings. I think he had UCF higher than that, so which I probably need to take a look at that because I know a podcast talked about it a little bit where he wasn't too pleased about that. Look, again, this is without me not even knowing. Obviously, Austin Romaine, former K-Stater, now over at Tech now, so you have to deal with that. You lost him to Texas Tech to anybody else other than any other team in the Big 12. At least you lost Chase Brown to LSU, so you don't have to contend with that. But that's a huge loss in itself, and we're gonna see, you know, how the wide receiver room is. But K-State again for the gazillionth time. This is K-State Today here on the Pro Watcher Podcast. All things K-State sports. Eddie Greer in the building here on this Wednesday edition, July 29th, 2026. Part of the Pro Watcher Podcast. All things K-State sports. Talking football here as we are itching that this much closer. Just a tad over a month away from K-State football in 2026, coming off of an abysmal 6-6 year, which included that start, which again, Ireland last year. It's funny enough how last year we were all hyped up for Ireland, and then the bottom fell out after that loss to Iowa State. Just that particular, I think that really set a low for this team, and they need to get back to respectability, in 2026. and the schedule is set up pretty well. But again, you got to go. At this point, I don't care about, you know, this or that. It's all about the productivity when it comes to be under the lights, whether it's at Bill-Stein Family Stadium or on the road. You gotta win football games. That what matters. At the end of the day, at this point, you want to win football games. And Colin Klein was brought on here. Yeah, it was a simple layup. But now, everything that we've heard throughout the summer, the coaching staff, this particular coaching staff doing a great job in the recruiting trail and whatnot and all this other stuff. But yeah, man, for this team, for this unit. Some players came back. Like this is on Rich, Donovan McIntosh, a Jack Fabris. Those guys, Joe Jackson coming back for an opportunity to redeem themselves, right? So there's that. But yeah, I just want to take a look a little bit at one of the websites, and maybe we will discuss Phil Steele at another time on this show. But yeah, K-State, at least on this particular website, is 8th. Again, this is about, and yeah, Texas Tech, BYU, probably going to be the one, same one too, everywhere you look, because of where they're at. Obviously, Texas Tech coming off of a Big 12 championship title, obviously, and a college football playoff appearance there as well. All right, so we're going to step aside here for a minute here on K-State today here. Again, a lot more football here in the upcoming weeks here as guys and gals, K-State Nation, we're that much closer to the football season. We're taking a quick break here and come back. We're going to talk some baseball here in just a minute. Welcome back to Kansas State Today. Eddie Greer here on this Wednesday edition, July 29th, 2026, on the Purple Puncher Podcast. All of this K-State sports, whether that is football, men's, women's, basketball, cross country, and so forth. We are getting ready for outside for fall sports preseason around the corner for volleyball and women's volleyball and women's soccer. I believe next week we're going to have action. If I do get notes, obviously, we'll bring it to you. And again, yes, we're bringing back the postcast, the popular postcast, after every K-State athletic event and reaction to every football game in 2026 for Colin Klein and the K-State football team. Real quick for a few minutes here, switching gears real quick to baseball here. Again, there's been a lot of off-the-field news academically, which is obviously good for any university, particularly K-State, getting it done, whether that's track and field, who was it? I want to say it was soccer, maybe not, but yeah, soccer, this was a while back, that, women's basketball, women's rowing, yes, women's rowing had an excellent semester there as well, and baseball did the same thing yet again for the second straight year. The Wildcats received the Team Academic Excellence Award by the American Baseball Coach Association this past spring. The award, started in 2016, recognizes high school and college teams coached by the ABCA members that achieve a team grade point average of 3.0 or higher than that during the academic year. This year's award recipients include more than 500 college programs and more than 320 high school programs. K-State Nation was one of 9 Big 12 schools to earn the award, marking the program's third time receiving the honor, earning the award for the Earnest Award back in 2016-17 and 2025-26. That is this past athletic calendar year in academic. The Wildcats posted a 3. The baseball team, let's just be clear here. This is the baseball team. The baseball team, 3.31 team grade point average during the year. That included a record-breaking 3.31 this past spring. So how about that? And again, Pete Hughes getting it done. His players continue to get done. Not only on the field, but off the field as well. I know on the field, I called it out many times. Yes, they scored their fourth consecutive 30-win season, but you can probably say that was a little bit underwhelming, especially how that season started there. Started out very strongly for the baseball team, and then kind of in the second half of the year, wheels came off, just like the football team did, just like the football team did last year. And their wheels came off really quick after the debacle in Ireland there. So, but more, again, more importantly, you got to get your work done in classroom. That's the first important thing, right? So there's that. So for all worst of purposes, you got to get stuff done in the classroom. That's what you're there for. I mean, so we can talk about baseball. We can talk about expectations on the field here and there, whether that's baseball, football, men's basketball, women's basketball, you name it, K-State's got it. But more importantly, these students need to get it done in the class, these student athletes, why don't you, need to get it done in the classroom, and that's what K-State seems to be doing and doing a tremendous job doing it well. So, again, another in the classroom honor, this time on the baseball side there as well. And we won't be talking baseball for a while on here unless they're in the news, something like this. But congratulations to Pete Hughes, his squad. Obviously, they had four players, including, I never got to do the episode on Barrett Matlack. He got drafted as well to the Houston Astros. We know the obvious one, Adi Kennedy to St. Louis. Let's see if I can remember. Which I'm not going to remember all the players. Unfortunately, who's the other two? Tazewell Butler. Tazewell Butler went to Houston. Barrett Matlack went somewhere else. I can't remember who. James Gaillard went to San Diego. See, I didn't do an episode on Barrett Matlack. So shout out to my guy, Barrett Matlack. I apologize, buddy, on that. So he got drafted as well. So we're going to have to kind of backtrack a little bit, do an episode on him probably soon, before the season starts, because so we can't be going backwards, but for him, we will, because he got drafted. So Barrett Matlack, Tazewell Butler, James Gaillard, yeah, three pitchers getting drafted in this past year's Major League Baseball draft. I'm half tempted to say NFL draft. We're in NFL training camp. Not me. Everybody else is, the 32 teams over there. And obviously, D. Kennedy led the squad, the superstar, now going to St. Louis, unfortunately. Unfortunately, like, damn it. But awesome for D. Not so good for me. Because anyways, but that. But anyways, I'm going to get in trouble. But anyways, yeah, so there's that as well. So, yeah, baseball in the news. This came out a couple days. This came out on Monday. This news came out on Monday there as well. So there's that. But yeah, so we got baseball in this episode today. Football, we're talking a handload of football here. I don't know when fall camp starts for K-State. I'm imagining it's going to be really, really soon. Maybe next week. If I had a guess, either I know it should be next week for sure. If it's not right now, then it's going to be next week, because yeah, we're going to be sitting here talking games here in a minute, because yeah, volleyball is going to be starting up, soccer is going to be starting up preseason, and not before too long, fall camp. And let's just rename the coaches real quick. Jason Mansfield on the women's volleyball side, coming off the NCAA appearance and winning. I got to throw that in there. Colin Corbin, delivering K-State women's soccer its first ever winning season. Now, can you build on that? We have said that multiple times. Hey, that's all we got. All we can do is speculate until we get games going. Whether that's Family Music Park, which I did not remember, or Morgan Family Arena, or Bill Stein Family Stadium, or Bramlage Coliseum, the TBD team falling flat there on the falling flat, blowing an opportunity to sweep the KU alum team. So I know. That seems harsh, but I call it what it is. I'm gonna call that what it is. I'm not gonna sugarcoat that or anything for that matter. If you listen to any portion of this podcast for a while, or you've been hanging out with us, K-State Nation, since the very beginning of this start of this podcast, or on the EG3 side, EGD Pod, we're gonna have some EG3 Pod is gonna be on fire. Between now and next weekend, potentially. We gotta hold our breath for next weekend there. But yeah, man, cannot be excited enough excited for an opportunity to sit here and talk to you guys more about K-State, the Pro Watcher Podcast, all this K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found free and available daily. Feeling free and available daily. Over on Discord, Kansas State content here, iTunes, Spotify, the latest of K-State sports, and of course, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, y'all know what it is, folks. Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Again, football season around the corner. Cannot wait for that, and we're gonna be sitting here talking about that, and potential guests on the way for the podcast. I know I've been saying that for the last handful of months. So we need to get the ball on rolling on that. But for right now, that's going to wrap things up on this edition of K-State Today on the Pro Sports Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll be back with some duration of episode. I don't know what that should be yet. That's keeping me safe on that side. But for right now, we're wrap this K-State show up here. K-State Today here on the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Ain out there in San Diego, California. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition of this podcast. Go Cats!